The dynamic between grazing and wetlands interests Peter Frederick, a wetland science and restoration professor at the University of Florida's Department of Wildlife Ecology and Conservation. 15 years ago, Frederick and his wife bought 282 acres of prairie, freshwater marshes, hammocks, and stands of longleaf pine. The property's beauty and location makes it prime real estate, vulnerable to development as nearby Gainesville expands. But Frederick's land is protected as he entered it into a conservation easement back in 2008 with USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Florida and Alachua County Forever, which requires he keep the land in agriculture. With more than 600 plant and animal species, including 29 that are threatened and endangered, the area is also vital recharging the aquifer, the primary source of Florida's drinking water supply. With Florida subject to increasing development pressure, conservation easements like this are helping protect the state's agricultural heritage while conserving valuable resources. 40 head of Florida cracker cattle and their calves are also a part of this property. Frederick said, a long-standing practice all over the world, grazing keeps the trees out and maintains the wetlands. Since 2009, NRCS has invested more than $500 million to protect roughly 165,000 acres in Florida, with 100,000 acres of restored wetlands planned over the next 2 years. If you're interested in learning more about wetland and conservation easements, just visit your local USDA service center. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.